The economy is still growing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And on Wall Street, stocks were higher. Now the Dow has gone down 30 points after a report this morning showing better than expected economic growth in the last 3 months of last year, 2.9%, though that is down slightly from the GDP increase in the third quarter.
Despite signs of resilience, many economists are concerned about the possibility of a U.S. recession this year. Recent surveys of U.S. purchasing managers are finding weaker demand because of higher interest rates and inflation, which is still stubbornly high, even though it has moderated.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. Dow Chemical's cutting 2,000 jobs, adding to IBM's yesterday and all the big tech layoffs announced lately. But first-time unemployment claims dropped last week to 186,000. It's up to at least 11 people dead in Ukraine now, 11 more injured in Russia's latest missile barrage.
Loud explosions were heard in Kyiv as Thursday morning began, air raid sirens sending people rushing to shelters.
Some infrastructure was also damaged, even though Ukraine says most of the missiles were shot down.
Russia has bombarded Ukrainian infrastructure from the air in recent months while making small gains on the ground in the east. Yesterday, the US and Germany both announced they're sending high-powered tanks to help Ukraine win back its territory.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Testimony just underway at a trial getting a national attention. Alec Murdaugh, South Carolina lawyer charged with murder. Sergeant Daniel Green with the Culloden County Sheriff's Department, the first witness.
What was reported to you that led to the call for service from dispatch?
That there was a caller who stated he had found his wife and son shot.
He was the first one to respond and said he saw a lot of blood and did talk to Murdaugh, saying he did seem upset, but did not see any tears. An FDA advisory panel is meeting today to consider changing recommendations on COVID vaccines to make them once a year, maybe, like flu shots, using the most up-to-date version of the vaccine. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to the stock market again. We have a mixed bag. I mentioned the Dow is down. It's falling 59 points, but the NASDAQ is up 88 and the S&P 500 is gaining 10 points. The price of oil is a dollar higher. It's over 81 bucks a barrel. Gas is up 2 more cents. AAA's national average for regular now at 350 per gallon. That is 40 cents higher than just 1 month ago, 16 cents pricier than a year ago. We mentioned all the recent layoffs. It'll have a lot of people job hunting.
And now the FTC is warning consumers to watch out for job scams, like listings for non-existent roles, sham websites, and fake online job interviews. The FTC says scammers could use the guises to get people's personal and banking information, and to collect money. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The women's final is set at tennis's Australian Open.
6 months since Yelena Rybakina won her first Grand Slam singles title at Wimbledon, she will play for a second major championship in the final at the Australian Open against a player who was not allowed to compete at Wimbledon last year because of where she was born. The All England Club barred players from Russia and Belarus because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Belarus's support. Now, Belarusian Arina Sabalenka will compete in her first Grand Slam final. Sabalenka defeated Magda Linette in straight sets after Yelena Rybakina took out two-time Aussie Open champ Victoria Azarenka. Sabalenka hasn't lost a set this year, 10-0 in matches and 3-0 head-to-head against Rybakina. The final, early Saturday morning, 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Jared Max, Fox News.
In the NBA, Damian Lillard had quite the game, scoring 60 points to lead Portland past Utah 134-124 because he hardly missed any shots or free throws. Lillard's almost 90% shots made percentage was the highest ever for a player who scored 60 or more points in a game. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.